Hey there, do you want to start a virtual assistant business, but you're afraid the cost will set you back? Never fear, it's a low barrier of entry. And in today's episode, I'm going to break down 8 things you need to start your virtual assistant business. This also works for any kind of digital marketing service provider. All right, let's jump in. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, I'm Emily Reagan. Thank you for joining me back on the podcast. I've been working in the online space for over a decade. I've worked with almost like 80 different clients at this point, helping them with various digital marketing behind the scene tasks. I've loved the work. It's been so freeing and liberating, especially as a military spouse and a mom who moves, who doesn't want to work in a 9-to-5 or do a 60-hour work week anymore. Okay. So I'm here to help you out and help you get started. Just know that I have a Facebook group you can join right here. That is where you can go learn more about becoming a digital marketing virtual assistant. This is our last episode of the year for 2021, and what a year it has been. I think so many of us have struggled with this pandemic. I've been fortunate enough to have a husband who had a steady job, but it has affected my own client work, having 4 children in Zoom school. There's been such a disastrous female recession. There's been a lot of unemployment. I've seen a lot of women coming into my free Facebook group talking about their loss of jobs or about to lose their job, or they're just ready to transition into this digital space working from home, sometimes as a safety net, sometimes as a way to transition out of a 9-to-5 because they got a taste of what it's like to work from home during the pandemic. But a lot of people are back at it at work and realizing that it's no fun being stuck in the 9-to-5. There's a lot of you who've accidentally taken on freelance clients and you're trying to feel your way around there and realizing you're sitting on a gold mine of digital services that you can be doing from your home. And the good news is starting any kind of digital services business doesn't require a ton of cash at the very beginning. There's a super low startup cost. It's unlike LuLaRich here, LuLaRoe, where there was a $5,000 investment cost. There's a very low barrier to entry. And you can easily make your money back if you have marketable skills and the ability to perform client work. There's so many good episodes here in this podcast, Unicorns Unite, to go back and explore if you're curious about niching down and whatnot. But I'm hoping this podcast comes into my newer listeners who are just inquisitive, curious about starting their own business. Now, if you're new to me, you know I don't love the term virtual assistant because it's kind of a diluted term that can mean anything from somebody who's very tech savvy to somebody who does data entry, and somebody who builds marketing funnels to somebody who's copywriting. So virtual assistant is really a catch-all. I really prefer the term unicorn digital marketing assistant. That's somebody who can be a right-hand man or woman to a business owner doing a lot of the digital marketing tasks that need to be happening on the daily, weekly, monthly within any kind of online business. I serve a lot of course creators, membership site owners, bloggers, influencers, business coaches, and other service providers. But that's not to say you can't apply these same techniques to brick and mortars or in-person service providers. I am all about doing things as cheaply as possible, especially when you're starting up. You do not, hear me out now, you do not need to invest in a $12,000 Start Your VA course that's only going to teach you how to set up your business. What's more important is you have the skills and you get in there and you jump in and you do the work. I really encourage you to check out the previous episode about niching down and profitable services that you could really tailor to. If you have the smarts, you don't need to let the business stuff hold you back. So in today's episode, we'll break down 8 things you need to have in order to get your business going. You can get by with the bare minimums using free or low-cost versions of online programs. And you don't need a $6,000 VA coach to hold your hand and help you find that work. But I will tell you, a network, hands down, and a mentor and somebody to guide you and help you bust into this space is always, always helpful. It's going to get you on the fast track. So if you're thinking about starting your business, this episode is for you. don't want money to hold you back. It's cheaper than you think. So let's jump in.
When I talk about a virtual assistant, I mean any kind of remote assistance, whether you're doing admin work, maybe you're helping somebody with a transcription and databases and email and customer service, or maybe you're doing a little bit more complex digital marketing services, which I like to talk a lot about in my content here on this channel. If you're doing any kind of email marketing, content marketing, social media management, all of that, all of this, you really don't need a lot to start up. It's the beauty of online businesses in general, is the startup cost is very low and it's a low barrier to entry, right? Anyone can do it. So let's talk about what you really need to get started without you feeling like you have to spend a lot of money. First off, common sense, you need Wi-Fi. You need a strong signal. If you're doing something with video, you might need to pay for that better download and upload speed, which I have had to do. But the good news is you can expense it and you also need a good computer. There was a time when I was working on a slower computer and it was so frustrating. And the second I upgraded, my productivity increased and I was able to take on more clients. So that initial investment, that can be a lot, especially if you have to replace that dinosaur of a laptop, but you have to be able to work quickly and you're going to be very frustrated if you're using poor equipment. You don't have to have a Mac. I love my MacBook. I love my laptop. It took me a while to upgrade where I had a nicer desktop with a bigger screen. At some point, I would love dual screens because I am that busy and I like to, when I'm working on big ticket items, like have two screens open, but you don't start there, okay? Make that your end goal. You need a business email. Don't use your Butterfly Girl 1989 Hotmail address. Start up a for business only Gmail. I prefer Gmail because then you automatically have that Google Workspace and access to YouTube and Pinterest and things like that. So start up just a business email address. It's free. You can do that. Don't worry about a .com. Don't go out and buy your domain right yet. I'm talking about starting up, keeping those costs low and have a dedicated space for that. At the same time, I want you to start a business PayPal account. You need to start keeping your expenses and your revenue separate. It doesn't cost anything to upgrade to a PayPal business and just keep it all business over there. That's an easy way to invoice clients. You can do a nice looking invoice from there, or you can do like the pay me link, you know, but keep it all business, keep it all professional. When it comes time to do taxes, everything will be much easier and it will be separated. You can upgrade to a program like Dubsado. Dubsado is free for your first three clients. You can use different programs like FreshBooks, HoneyBook. I am at a point where I use QuickBooks now, but I didn't start there. You can start with PayPal for free. I encourage you to do that. I am all about KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. You do not need to overcomplicate it in the beginning. You are in the startup phase. You just need to start doing the work, start getting that experience, building your competency by doing the work, and thus building your confidence. And there's so much more time to implement a bigger tech stack down the road. So let's keep it simple.
Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing workgroup. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialists and managers and strategists. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show.
The other thing you need to do is sign up for Canva. Canva, I have an affiliate link below. There is a work version, which I highly suggest you go ahead and upgrade and pay for the work because you can share templates. You get access to lots of freebies. Canva is a must-have right now in the VA world. You'll be making quick graphics that way. You can help do Facebook cover photos, YouTube thumbnails, simple graphics for Instagram. What's really great, again, is being able to share templates with your clients. It just will look more professional. And then a perk is you can design your own portfolio there. I'll get there in a second about portfolios. You can use Canva to your benefit if you don't have a website yet. All right, well, let's just go ahead and talk about it. I'm already talking about that. Canva lets you present and share links. So you could build out your portfolio, some examples of your work, whether you've done it in real life or it's just a conceptual client or dream client, and then you can share that link with your potential client leads to show that you've done the work and then not have to have a .com. It would be great to own your own domain. I highly suggest, especially if you have like an uncommon name, you go ahead and buy that. It can be super cheap. You can maximize it by going ahead and doing the maximum years, and it drives the cost lower. And the expensive part of the website is the hosting. So if you at least save your domain for like $10 right now, maybe $40 if you want to save it for the next 4 or 5 years, and then you can build out your website in the future, but at least that domain is yours. Unfortunately, somebody else has my name, so my domain is Emily Reagan, PR for public relations, which is my background, and I went ahead and saved that. I wish I could have gotten my name. If it ever becomes available, or if I become a millionaire, I would totally buy that back from that lady. Everyone's going to go check out her now, right? The other big thing you need is a contract. When you are an independent contractor, you are the one that provides the contract. So there's tons of templates out there. You can go to my freebie. I have a checklist of things to think about. Keep it simple at the beginning. I know it's very overwhelming. I don't encourage you to lock yourself in with a client when you're just trying to figure things out and you want to know if it's a good fit or if you even like that kind of work. But down the road, a contract is going to protect you from scope creep. It's going to protect you in case there's like bad communication. It's going to help you lock in your time so you have a consistent source of revenue and your clients commit to you. I'll give you a little hint. I didn't start off with contracts. I was kept it super, super simple and I just did the work. But that's also because I wasn't booked out and it wasn't a big deal. I'm very privileged in that my husband had a job. I started this VA business as a side hustle, not really understanding where it could go. And if I had had the clarity that you have by watching this video, all the free resources here on this channel, over in my Facebook group, or on my podcast, or just out there on Google, I might have been a little bit more proactive with my contract early on. But honestly, I've never really been burned. So I wouldn't stress it too much. You can find some templates online. You can buy a template. Like, the legal advice is go get a new contract every time from a lawyer. I'm not a lawyer. This is not your legal advice. But that contract will just help you, especially when it comes to payment terms. Like, when is the money due and how is it going to be paid? So there's a little bit of nuance to figure out in the beginning. You're going to get that clarity when you start doing the work. Right? One thing that can really help set you apart at the beginning that is free is start gathering business testimonials. When you're new, those testimonials are very powerful in describing the way you work, your work ethic, how you get things done. And you can tap into people from your last job, you can tap into your current clients, or you can tap into people who really know you well and can speak to your character. And that can help you get started from nothing. And often forget to put that kind of work into our own business, that we need that to come across strong and professional and confident, really. So let's cover the things you really need to get started from nothing as a virtual assistant. You need a Wi-Fi computer. You need a business email, a business PayPal account. You need Canva, a contract, and it would be so lovely if you could have a small portfolio just to demonstrate your skills. This kind of brings up the idea of, do you need a resume or not? Inside my crash course, I teach that resumes are passe, that you need a one sheet, that you need to represent yourself in a new modern way and not in a stuffy corporate way, especially when you're applying for jobs with course creators, membership site owners, bloggers, influencers, business coaches, service pros, all of that. So you don't necessarily need a resume, but that can help you get started. I would pull out your resume and work from that and figure out how you can translate things to the online space. You really don't need a lot to get started. You don't have to have a beautiful Instagram account, branded professional headshots. You don't need to have a dedicated website. You can start with a simple Facebook page. You can start with a Canva link, an Instagram account, all the free tools. And then you can build up your business as you gain experience.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and it opened your eyes to the possibility and how easy it is to work from home. I really want you to take it to heart. You can do it. You don't need a lot. You don't need the expensive business course. You have a lot of it in your brain. And the cool thing about being a virtual assistant, if that's where you're starting, you're usually working with retainer clients. So there's not a lot of client onboarding and offboarding, say as a more seasoned professional or freelancer who's taking on more project work. They need to have things a little bit more fine-tuned in their business and have their workflows really deciphered, figured out, and clear and concise. But when you're working in the virtual assistant space, things are a little bit different. Like, you're not onboarding 20 new clients a month. You usually get your couple of clients and you're good. And you might have one or two quit over time, or you might decide not to work with them for whatever reason. But you're not having to like get fussy about your business. I did things really quickly, really inexpensively. And I just don't want to see you dump a bunch of money into stuff you don't need. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that. So with that said, I want to tell you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. This is our last podcast of 2021. Can't wait for you to tune into me next year, next season. We're going to start off the year with a bang, with a couple really good freelancer stories I can't wait to share with you. If you're itching to jump into this space, if you already have the digital marketing skills, I do have a referral community for you. Once you've gotten your first couple clients and you're feeling good, you can apply over there. If you're brand new and you need a little more handholding, you want somebody to walk you through the portfolio and proposal and contract and discovery call phases, I have a brand new offer. It's called the Freelance Biz Kickstarter. I'm going to put that in the show notes. That will help you get started. That's for somebody who already has some solid footing and skills. They just need to get things going with their freelance business as far as some of those processes, you know, starting a business entity, thinking about how to ace a discovery call, all those like little details that will make you as professional as possible. All right, so you can check that out in the show notes, and I will see you next year. Have a good one. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. And the ability to, and I am all about doing things as inexpensive. Hey, I hope you enjoyed. So, okay, sorry. And the episode, blah, 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 blah. And then we go. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm just making up new words here.